This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 24th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together Monday night. The time is right for Monday night trivia, and we got a new question. Yeah, because we let the last one go at the end of last week's show. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? All right. Do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? All right, so there you have the question for better or worse. We also have bumper stumpers. I want to tell you a little about the bumper stumpers. It's a theme, to say the least, and it always. And I got to say, I came up with this theme while I was listening to one of my radio stations. I was listening to KJ, a little radio station I have on AM that plays obscure R&B oldies. And this song came on, and I turned to John. I said, what on earth possessed me to ever put this on the radio? And I'll let you hear a little of it, and you'll know why I said that. It's a...
Folks like you, how can I get over a stone fox like you?
When we first met, pretty baby, oh, you treated me so sweet.
Could nobody tell me, Foxy, I had
all right, so actually it doesn't sound so bad listening to it now. I did what I heard. I said to Justin, I am getting that off the radio right about now. But I'm not going to tell you who did it because, you know, that would probably play into our theme to some degree. But what occurred to me while I was setting up the theme, that record inspired it, the entire theme. So you won't hear it again. It won't be one of the bumper stumpers, I promise. But hopefully you'll put it together. If not, hopefully maybe you'll get some of the artists. Now, if you don't know the question I just threw out, yeah, about 1850s etiquette, and you'll have no idea what the bumper stumpers are, I'll leave it to you to decide. You can have your own category, and sky is always the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. Now, of course, the prizes are absolutely worthless. It takes forever to get them to you, so don't stand by the mailbox and wait, God knows. But eventually you get a certificate, which is fun, and something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something like that. All right, so then there are the rules. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh is the phone number. And waiting since before the show began is, we haven't heard from him in a couple weeks, I don't believe, but is Don in Beloit. So, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, I'm going to ask the absolute most obvious. Is it we're not eating because we're observing the Sabbath?
No. Oh, man. No,
I kind of feel better. Okay.
Yeah. And after a lot of cultures, you would be eating because you're observing the Sabbath, but I'll leave
just
that.
Just checking.
Leave that where it is. No religious overtones to the question, I promise. All right.
I know it's going to be a weird one because I know it's a question from Raleigh James. So
I looked at this and I said, you got to be kidding me. But okay, so that's the deal. 1850s book on etiquette. Do not eat if you're doing this. All right, so...
Riding in a carriage?
Nope.
Riding on a train?
Nope. See, those things would almost make sense.
Right.
You know, and then of course, I look at this answer and say, could you eat while doing that? But we'll leave it there. All right, so you want World War II aircraft as usual.
I do, but I wanted to first do a quick little plug. If you could play Good Vibrations this week, because it's Carol Kay's. It's my brother's birthday today, and it's also Carol Kay's birthday.
Okay.
My brother Tom, I've got three brothers. 90 years old, this woman did so much, 10,000 records and so on.
And still going strong, yeah. And I've got her book, and she's always online. And she doesn't want to do radio interviews anymore. So.
Okay.
And I don't
know. I know you tried. You and I all talked about this on your show like about a year ago.
Exactly. Okay. And I was more than happy to. And she's like, nah. Okay. So that's this. But Carol Kay was terrific, of course. And I loved the way she was such a thorn in the side of a drummer who will not be mentioned. So, yes.
Right.
All right.
Well, maybe Good Vibrations later in the week. I think people say that's, of all of her things, so many iconic songs, that's maybe the one that most people agree
to. I don't know that I'll be happy to do that, but I think I'll pick something else as well.
All right. That's fine.
All right. Because actually, there's one record that she made it a hit. No matter what anyone says, it came down to this would not have been a hit without Carol Kay. So we'll play that.
Like 90. That's just amazing, right? Wow.
Yeah, and she's still with us, and she's had quite a ride, to say the least. Not an easy personal life.
Right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate World War II question. I've been busy playing hockey. I don't have any hockey tonight.
All right. There was only one British aircraft produced through the entire war, World War II. Which one was it?
Oh, that was produced like throughout the whole war.
Yeah, the whole thing. Only one was.
Wow, that seems unusual, but it's got to be the Spitfire.
Yes, and what Spitfire? You'll know, but
Supermarine.
Yes, absolutely, the Supermarine Spitfire, a single-seat fighter used by the Royal Air Force and other allies, but throughout the entire war they produced it. The only one you could say that about. So you are a winner.
You know, I have to do a plug. You know, the Mitchell and the people that designed it and so on. But people said that it was so amazing to fly that you could tip your seat flying it, and you could turn the plane by just gently moving your body a little bit, would say. Pilots would say.
Yeah, it was beloved as far as that goes, and the only one. And it's popular to this day among enthusiasts. There are 70 that are still airworthy. And a lot of them are also in static exhibits and aviation museums all around the world, as far as that goes. Yes, and it was R.J. Mitchell. You're right. Mitchell designed it, chief designer of the Supermarine.
It took a lot out of them. And a long, long story. Great movie about it, a great British movie in the 30s about it, or something, maybe the 40s. But he died. It took so much out of him. I think it took a lot out of him. He died shortly thereafter.
No, he died before the war. He died in 37.
But it was already winning races and so on before, right?
Absolutely. And
stress.
He never got to see it be the real stalwart of the entire war because he had died. He was only 42 years old when he died.
Yeah.
So young
Raleigh,
guy.
This is a great segue. It's a great segue that I've been meaning to say for some time because we did the Guadalcanal thing. But I think for a while, maybe you and I could have a Monday night trivia World War II airplane / Battle of Britain question we could do in the future.
Okay, Battle of
Britain. I think that would be really fun.
Okay, writing that
John
down.
John loves Battle of Britain as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Well, that's great.
All right. Thanks. Well, appreciate it.
And thank you to Jack.
All right. So, there was a British movie in the early 40s that portrayed him. And I think Leslie Howard was and Don might have even said that. So we'll add to Don's stash. I think John is doing that right now. Moving right along, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. How's it going, Billy Bob? 23rd call?
24, I guess.
24? Yeah. I missed a call. But, oh, man.
Except for the heebie-jeebies, I've been doing all right.
Oh, good.
I've been suffering from them occasionally.
Yeah, well, there's not much they can do for that, is there?
No, but, you know, when you get your legs are twiggling and diabetic and neuropathy, is that the word?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. For your snuggler question, I want to say two things. You don't eat while you're in the bathtub.
No, that's not it.
How about try to make a toast or do a speech?
Nope, that's not it either.
All right, and then one request, and then I'll let you give me my quiz.
Okay.
I'd like to hear "Is That All There Is" by Peggy Lee.
Oh my God!
Care for that one.
Okay. All right. It always gets nominated for the world's worst hits, but I thought it was hilarious.
Did she do a version of "The Heat Is On"?
I don't know, but we'll give you "Is That All There Is." It's going to go downhill, I can tell. All right.
Alrighty, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we're safe that no. All right, so you want charts from this week in 1965?
Yeah, I was in fifth grade then.
Oh, man, braggart. All right, number one.
I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, actually, just the other way around. You're a child, but that's all right. Number one, "Stop in the Name of Love."
The Supremes.
Yes. Number two, "Can't You Hear My Heartbeat?"
Baby, baby, can't you hear my baby?
Yeah.
Oh, Herman's Hermit.
Yes. Number three, "The Birds and the Bees."
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees
and the moon up above. Ho, ho, yep. Anything called love. When I look into your big brown eyes, it's a... You're right. So who is it?
Something Wilbur, something?
No, Jewel Akins.
Jewel Akins. I knew it had a hillbilly name.
Okay. Number four, 8 days a week.
The Beagles.
Number five, King of the Road.
Roger Miller.
Number six, Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Yep. Number seven, Shotgun.
Junior Walker.
Yep. Absolutely. Number eight, Goldfinger.
Shirley Bassey.
You betcha. Number nine, My Girl.
Temptations.
Yes, absolutely. I was saying you can't falter on that. Okay, number 10, This Diamond Ring.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Yes, written by Al Cooper. All right, you are a winner.
Well, anyway, I give up on the advertisement, so I try that. Next week, I'm going to try the real McCoys. Okay, have
all
a
right,
good
hang
one.
On. Don't go away. We got to confirm that that win. All right, so absolutely. So that was call number 24 with Billy Bob. We'll make 25 tomorrow night, I am sure. So let's see. Oh, I know. We'll be back. Ruth wants bingo trivia. I don't even think I got to ask her the Mardi Gras trivia she wanted a couple weeks ago, but we'll see. Maybe the bingo. Lisa wants her Oscars. We can do that. Barry wants his Beatles. I'm ready for that, too. Right now, are you sick of lousy radio reception? And I'll tell you what, you have most radios, and isn't that the case if you're not in the car, that is? Well, I'll tell you what, Bob Crane years ago really, really fixed this. He, like many of us, were disgusted with the quality of radios being built a few decades ago, and he said, I can do better. And boy, did he. Every radio that Bob Crane has developed has one thing in common, and that is just the best reception. And one of the best is the CC Radio 3. And this is John's favorite. It's the one he keeps by his bedside. I've got the CC2E myself. But the CC3, and why he loves it, by the way, is it also has Bluetooth, so you can listen to really nice quality because it's got a great speaker. And any podcast available from any smartphone in the world will just sound better on this. So the Bluetooth is there. But it's got a lot more than that. One thing, like I say, it's got tremendous AM and FM reception. period. It's also got some nice emergency capabilities like NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band. So that's interesting right there when all hell breaks loose. If you listen primarily to voice content, though, the CC Radio 3 might be worth it for that alone. The audio quality for the spoken word sounds just like the host is sitting right next to you. It runs on the included power cord or a set of batteries. And when I say a set of batteries, it will run for over 170 hours. So that's nice. It's always the deal. In fact, I read somewhere that it was running on average of 250 hours, so at moderate volume level, because that makes a difference. Also, you want to turn the display light off if you're really trying to maximize those batteries. All right, now, of course, it's got a display light. It's got a digital readout. It's got a clock, a timer, an alarm, all the things. It's got presets. Of course it does. And you can fine-tune as well on this, so it's really, really neat as far as that goes. It's really got a bit of everything in it. It's the CC Radio 3. If you go to CCRadio.com. You can read all about the CC Radio 3. See it for yourself. You can order right online. Of course, it's available at REI or BuyMart or Amazon for quicker shipping. But before you do any of that, go to CCRadio.com and read all about it. Now, what you say you can't go online? Well, they've got the world's best customer service. Give them a call. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone. You can also ask for a catalog free of charge, and they'll put one in the mail to you, and you can see it for your very, very self. I'm holding one in my hands as I speak. And the nice thing about it, not only great products, and like I say, everything in it that Bob Crane developed just has superior reception, period, but also great information, how to make a simple, powerful AM loop antenna for absolutely free, yeah, and a lot more. So CCRadio.com. You look at that CC Radio 3. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
He takes my love for granted. He says he don't wanna be tied down. All my friends say don't let him take advantage. I tell myself he's not worth waiting for.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That was actually a remake about 5 years after it came out originally, 1973. Who is that? And yeah, she was originally a member of the Cliquettes. That may help. And, from Sumter, South Carolina, originally. Not much beach music, though. You'd expect more. But she was in a couple groups that were interesting. Also the Fashions. Yeah. Gotta love them. And so, you got the Cliquettes, you got the Fashions, and you got her. So who is she? 888-876-5593. Though I got to tell you, I think there is over 10 groups named the Fashions. So I guess you have to pick out which one. All right. So 888-876-5593. I have a question. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. I looked at this answer. I thought, A, is it possible? And B, this is a problem? Well, I guess it was in 1850. Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Yes, indeed. It is Monday, so it's time for a Beatles question, no doubt. And I have thought about this and thought about this, and here we go. You'll get it, of course, because you always do. And that is, we're talking the UK charts here. So Great Britain, where, of course, the Beatles originated. I want to know which album in the Great Britain charts was on the charts longer than any other Beatles record?
Please Me?
Absolutely right. That's right. It was released in March of 1963, and it was the longest on the charts ever. So, good deal. All right. I think it was it was number one for like 8 weeks or something like that. So, yes, that was the longest one. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
So, we have a winner with Barry, as usual, from New Hampshire, because he knows everything Beatles as far as that goes. We're going to check out the news. Then we got Ruth, we got Lisa, and we've got plenty of room for you. Another bumper stumper coming up, too, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, there's your second bumper stumper. Who are they? Well, they have in common with the first thing we played. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, my question? Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? All right, now, I meant to mention, I was looking up Please Please Me. That was number one on the UK charts, the first album the Beatles released, as I mentioned, March of 63. That was number one for 30 consecutive weeks. All right, so not 8 or 10, 30. All right, so, but Barry knew that, so good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Lisa in Dundee wants some Oscars trivia. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. Can't complain. So here we go. It's easy. Maybe. We'll see. And that was, who was the first African-American woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress?
Not supporting actress. Regular
best,
actress.
Best actress.
Best actress.
Yes.
I think that's Halle Berry.
Absolutely. We have a winner. Very good.
Yeah.
All right,
good.
Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you
have
go.
Have a good week.
You too. All right, so there you have it. Now we'll put Lisa on hold so we can confirm her win. Again, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get them. You're doing this for the fun of it, trust me. Oh, Cindy's going to take a guess on our question. All right, good, I'm glad to hear it. All right, Cindy, what do you think?
Riding a horse?
No, it's interesting. I guess that could be done, but no. Do not eat if you're riding a horse. I like that. No. Anything else?
Right.
Yeah, the horse probably wouldn't like it either. All right. Well, good deal. If you think of something else, call me back.
All right.
All right. Thanks. So 888-876-5593. Yes, do not eat if you're doing this. Brian and Joliet, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Can't complain.
Like to try Chart Toppers.
All right. This week in 1971. Is that what it says?
Yes, please.
All right, let's see what we have here. This week in 1971. All right, That's 1970. Let me keep going. I can find these. And we are doing Billboard tonight. Sometimes we do Cashbox, but these are Billboard charts. All right. So here we go. 1971. Number one, me and Bobby McGee. Obviously, that could be a lot of people, but who is this one? Number one.
Janis Joplin.
Yes, absolutely right. Number two, She's a Lady. Oh, brother.
Tom Jones.
Yes. Number three, Just My Imagination.
Temptation.
Yes. Number four, One Bad Apple.
The Osmond Brothers.
Yeah, isn't it embarrassing to know that? Number five, it gets worse, For All We Know.
Carpenter.
Yes. Number six, Proud Mary. Think about this, Proud Mary.
Yes. 1971.
Yes, so you know what it isn't.
I'll say Ike and Tina Turner.
Absolutely right. Number seven, Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted?
The Partridge Family.
Yes, yes, I've never heard of it, but okay. I must have played it, but I don't remember it, thank God. No, I don't. I don't even want David Cassidy to sing it. All right, number eight, What's Going On?
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number nine, Help Me Make It Through the Night. Female country.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this.
Sammy.
Yeah, this is good. You're doing good.
Oh, what was that last name?
Yeah, well, it's pretty
I don't want to take all
easy.
Night.
No, and it's pretty easy. You take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, lay it soft against your skin, like the shadow on the wall.
Yeah, it's very, I know the song.
Yeah, very simple name.
Man, I'll take a guess, Sammy Smith.
Absolutely right. So
you're kidding.
No, that's what it is, Sammy Smith, on Mega. Absolutely
I just took a name that seemed rather, regular name.
Yeah, no, that's it. Help me make it through the night, Sammy Smith. And number 10, If You Could Read My Mind.
Oh,
yeah.
If You Could Read My Mind. Gordon Lightfoot?
Absolutely right. Very good. All right.
Can I continue?
Let's see how you do. We'll see. We'll stop when you do. Number 11, Amos Moses.
Jerry Reed?
Yep. Number 12, Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
I want to know.
You can do this.
Oh, Creedence Clearwater?
Absolutely. Number 13, Mama's Pearl.
Oh, Jackson 5.
Yeah, number 14, oh God, Love Story, Where Do I Begin?
Andy Williams?
Yes, yes. God, you're willing to admit you know this. Amazing. Number 15, What Is Life?
Philosophical question.
Yeah, here. Right, and he was always searching for it. What is life?
Could I hear a little bit?
Oh, God, maybe. Let me see if I can do that. I'm kind of hoping I can't, but, I'm not even going to comment.
It was that bad, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, but let's see. Is it on here? I'm kind of hoping it's not, but I'll bet you it is. Let's see. Yeah, it's here, all right. I was afraid of that. It's too big a hit not to be here. Here you go.
Oh, George Harrison.
Absolutely right, George Harrison. Number 16, Cried Like a Baby.
And Box Tops?
No, I was going to say, it's not Cry Like a Baby, it's Cried Like a Baby.
I cried like a...
I'm going to look for this because I don't know that I've ever heard of it. What?
Yeah, I think that's Bobby Sherman.
Yes, absolutely right. All right. I don't know. I got to hear some of that. What does this thing even sound like?
That was that guy who was, I think he had his own variety show. Oh,
yeah,
he
became
bit.
A paramedic after that. Yeah, but let's see. Anything money could buy.
I go first class and I live like a kingdom.
Never heard the record before in my life. Let me keep it that way. All right. Number 17 is Mr. Bojangles. And obviously not Jerry Jeff Walker.
Gritty, dirt
yes,
band.
Absolutely right. Yes, the group that did Buy For Me the Rain. Yes, you got it. All right, number 18, Temptation Eyes.
Grassroots.
Yeah, number 19, Theme from Love Story.
I'll take a guess. Henry Mancini.
Yes, absolutely. Number 20, Another Day.
Paul McCartney?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yes, number 21, Sweet Mary.
Sweet Mary, I'm coming home.
Yeah, it was on Sussex.
Sweet Mary, I'm...
And you know, this is obviously
this
is a studio group. Obviously, it is a studio group.
Pardon?
Obviously, it is a studio group.
Oh, a studio group.
Oh, yeah. It's on Sussex. You can, yeah, but...
It's in the back of my mind, but I just...
Well, we'll let you hear a little of it, just in case. Let's see.
Wop, bada-bada, wop, 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 wop. Bada-bada, wop, 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 wop. Bada-bada, wop, 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 wop.
Yeah, they were actually, they existed. I mean, they were Stuart, but they existed. They were from Providence, most of them.
Yeah, I think that song, I'm going to end up with 20 this time. But that song, I remember the song. I think I made it into the top 10, actually. It was played a lot back then, but I just can't come up with the group.
It was Wadsworth Mansion.
Oh. Wadsworth Station. I was thinking the group that did Smoking in the Boys Room. Was that Brownsville Station?
Yeah, no. This is Wadsworth Mansion. So, yes.
Oh, Wadsworth Mansion.
Yes.
I thought you said
Wadsworth Mansion. Yeah, and they actually went out and toured after a while. They were opening acts for people like Alice Cooper or Edgar Winter, believe it or not. And from what I understand, I got to find this clip, but one or two of them appeared on The Dating Game. So,
really?
Yeah. So that's the deal.
Did they win?
I hope not, because it didn't. It seemed like the losers got the better end of that deal. Myself, I do believe, but nonetheless, yes. Steve Yablecki, I think, was one of the guys. He might have been on The Dating Game. I'll have to look for that. The Yablecki brothers. All right, there you go. 20. Very good. Impressive. Did very well.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. All right. So, yes, that's excellent, actually. All right. So, we'll get to Ruth. She wants bingo trivia this time. I'll also see if she wanted her Mardi Gras trivia question. But we'll look for bingo. And there's room for you, too, so you can have your own category. Everybody knows something about something. There's another bumper stumper coming up. Yes, our third one in a row. And maybe you'll be able to... guess this, or not. And, of course, this question that I've thrown out, which I think is just lovely. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
10 darling, that night in the park, as I sat in the dark, you walked up on me as I sat with my feet, count to 10.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. 1968. So that was a weird little record as far as the label. It was one of the sub-labels of Phil L.A. of Soul, the record label that Phil Spector and Lester Sill owned, and it was actually distributed by Jamie Guyton. All right, and it really had nothing to do with Philadelphia, other than that. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and I was thinking about, I got to see what happened to Stevie Blecki, and he was from Rumford originally. Sadly, he died in 2005. The guy who was behind Wadsworth Mansion, his brother played drums, I think. But in any event, I just saw an article that said, Wadsworth Mansion, Tavares and the Cowsills, all from Rhode Island. I thought, come on, you got to remember the biggest, as far as I'm concerned, to be Anders and Poncia. Yeah, and just terrific stuff. Peter Anders and Vinny Poncia were just wonderful, I thought anyway. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and so I got a question out there. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're blank. If you're doing this, doing what? 888-876-5593. All right, so now let's see. Check out Ruth here in Gurnee. How's it going tonight, Ruth?
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you. Is that Wadsworth Mansion? We have a Wadsworth, Illinois.
Nope.
And there is the St. Patrick's $150,000 raffle, and I have already some tickets, which I put in my Snowman Geopet. And that's an interesting story because of wanting to build snowmen for years. And then 3 years ago, trying to do it myself in my wheelchair, and it wouldn't work. So I haven't done one for 3 years, but I have a snowman that's bigger than a honeydew melon. And the hat is open that goes all the way down through its body and the stand. So I put things in there, and I put in the winning raffle tickets, but I gave the names of other people for the $100,000 prize. But I put an oxidelis plant in the hat. So my Gia Pet snowman comes to Fruitson for winner. Now, the etiquette question, I'd like to answer that after I get done with this, your trivia. I love your questions more than I do mine, and I would have loved Mardi Gras. But after 1600 Valentine's Day fortune cookies, I would like to be a Cub Scout or Girl Scout leader again and do a kids' bingo game and give out a bag of fortune cookies, Saint Valentine, for the coverall prize. However, today is Saint Oscar Day, and I would have liked to ask that for a trivia question, but I don't know anything about him except he's on the calendar, one of my many calendars. And it's interesting, the name Oscar, did not know there's a Saint Oscar for today, March. Now, the trivia question, I'm interested to see what you're gonna ask.
All right. Well, as you probably know, bingo originated in Italy in 1530. Now, in America, however, it dates back to 1929 when a New Yorker saw it. What was the New Yorker doing? You can just tell me his occupation, or you can tell me where he was.
He was gambling.
Oh, that's funny. No. What's his occupation? Let's go with that.
Okay, I don't know. I only know that the Illinois Senator W.J. Murphy was the one who introduced the legislation through the United States, and I was a PTO president there.
No, and, all right. I got to stop you because I got the news in less than a minute. So here's the deal. December of 1929, a toy salesman from New York went to a fair at Jacksonville, Georgia, and he was fascinated. The pitchman said he came across the game in Germany, and the toy salesman goes home to New York, starts playing it with friends, and originally it was a box game called Beano, And the change came when a friend who was playing got so excited that he shouted, bingo! And that was the deal. All right. Talk to you later. And that's the deal. Yes, bingo. Actually, it was a she, not a he, who got so excited playing it. And so there was a similar version of a game known as Howsy Howsy. All right. So on that note, we have two more hours of Monday Night Trivia, and I hope you'll join us. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1968 on 20th Century Fox. Who are they? 888-876-5593. So we played four so far that all have something in common. I was about to say obvious in common, but clearly the songs aren't obvious, so why would the theme be obvious? But if you recognize anything, do let us know. In the meantime, we have a question I've thrown out there. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat... if you're doing this, do not eat. If you're doing what? 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Now, if you don't know any of my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about the question I've thrown out, all is certainly not lost because you could have your own category. Sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. So whatever it is there that you can strut your stuff on knowledge, well, call for that category. Doesn't matter what it is, we'll find a question for you. 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. It is Monday night, so of course, to play Monday Night Trivia, that requires callers. You're doing it for the fun of it. God knows the prizes aren't worth anything and it takes forever to get them to you. But eventually you will. So by all means, do call. And, you know, come on. Everybody knows something about something. It can be movies. It can be TV. It can be song charts or song lyrics or history or geography or, hey, bingo, whatever. Well, we'll find a question for you. Next new moon. I was asked this earlier and not on the air, off the air, actually, because it said, seems like there's no moon out tonight. Well, maybe it's cloudy where you are, but the bottom line is the next new moon is Saturday morning, March 29th at 5:57 a.m. Central Time. So 6 in the morning, Central Time, Saturday morning. So that means if you're going to write your prosperity checks, you might want to do it Friday afternoon. And so Friday night before you go to sleep would be good. All right, so that's the deal. And if you don't know about prosperity checks, you're basically asking the universe for all manners of riches, not necessarily financial. And they pay attention no matter when you ask. But if you ask right before the new moon, then your request is amplified. So they say. Marianne Winkowski is the person who first told me about this, but I've seen it in many, many places now. And there's certain arguments about whether it's supposed to be right after the new moon or right before the new moon. Marianne swears it's before the new moon. And a lot of people ask, when will Marianne be on again? And you know, I don't know. I don't know that she ever will, actually, because she has retired. And good for her. But I am kind of bummed that I haven't heard from her in a while. And, you know, the phone numbers I had were disconnected and the address. I didn't get any mail returned to me, but I also didn't get any reply. And so I did write a couple times. So I'm not really sure, but I hope she's well. And I know Ted, her husband, has been facing some health problems. But one of her daughters is very nearby. And I think that's Tara. And so that's good. But hopefully she's okay. And maybe we'll hear from her. But I doubt, based on what I've seen, that she'll be on the air with us anymore. Yeah, it's our loss, to say the least, because Marianne has an unusual talent. Yeah, she sees ghosts. Yeah, just like they were, you know, full body, live and all that. And yeah, fascinating. We've had a lot of fun over the years. So, hey. Hope she's doing well. So this is the 24th of March, and that is a chocolate covered raisins day. Ah, not too late to celebrate. Yeah, you got about 45 minutes there to do that. So that's pretty much the only thing on the calendar for March 24th. But enough chocolate covered raisins. What else would you want? All right. So that said, I think we hopefully will get you to play trivia, either that or we'll wax down memory lane in other ways, because I do have, of course, what's going on this date in history. Yesterday, by the way, Sunday, Bert Bertus would have been 85 Sunday, and sadly he died at the end of 2022, 83 years old, and he wound up as a partner with Dick Orkin. For quite a while, they started together in the mid 70s and were just hilarious as far as that goes. And of course, Dick is no longer with us either. Very, very sad. But left some wonderful commercials and of course little radio serials and stuff like that. Yeah, Bert was involved when the Tooth Fairy was around, but Chicken Man predated him. Of course, not Dick Orkin. It didn't. That was his creation, and still an amazing little series with only three players: Dick, who played Chicken Man, and the only female was all Jane Roberts. She did every bit of it, and the other male, the guy who did well. What have we here? And furthermore, was Jane's husband and the morning man at WCFL, and whose name right now is escaping me. All right, it'll come to me, don't you know? But why aren't I thinking about this now? All right, Jim Runyon, that's the deal. Jim Runyon, okay, I knew we'd get at it. So Jim was a lot of the voices, along with Dick, and then Jim's wife, Jane. And so that's the deal on that. So rest in peace, Bert Bertus. Shaka Khan turned 72 yesterday. Yeah. So what else? Got stuff for today, of course. Don Covey would be 89 today. Yeah, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. And so much more. Born in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and moved to D.C. as a child. And, in fact, toured with Little Richard when he was 21 years old. He was the chauffeur in the opening act. And sadly died in 2015, January, I think, in Long Island. He had a stroke. He's 78 years old. And I'll tell you what, sadly, he became grossly overweight, and I mean the kind of overweight that had to take a special elevator overweight. So I think that contributed to his health problems, and that's really too bad, because Don Covey was just terrific. We could go on and on about him. Who knows? Maybe he'll be a part of a theme one night. Veronica is in LaGrange Park. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Well, it sounds kind of silly, but if you're eating, you can't drink at the same time.
Oh, that's
water
interesting.
Or anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's not right, but it's very
choke
interesting.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You choke yourself.
Yeah.
I listen to you all the time. I love your show. I hate it when the hockey games cut you short. But I do love your show, and I've been listening for a good couple of years, and I really do.
No, I'm so glad you called. I don't think there are too many sports interruptions coming up. I think we've got some NCAA basketball, and most of the time it'll be just me through the summer.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Good deal.
All
and
right.
Thank you for care. Calling, Veronica, and do it again.
Yeah, I will.
All right,
bye-bye.
Good deal. Thanks. All right, so very nice. 888-876-5593. Now, let me see on this calendar what the deal is. Tomorrow night, Charlene Wexler is going to join us, and she is a real treat. She's an author, and a Chicagoan, and her books are set on the South Side. And they're, you know, I found it just great. I read a couple of them and was immersed instantly. So it's a good deal. She's got a very different viewpoint than Del Stecker, my buddy, who we have on every time he writes a new book, and I love Del. And this is a different take, but to say the least, but the same area, and it'll also captivate you because there's mystery in them. So Charlene joins us tomorrow at 10. Now, I'm looking to see about other... Okay, Thursday, we're not on the air until almost the end of the night, 10:30. All right, so that is when this Thursday, that's the deal. Then week of April 2nd, which is a Wednesday, we lose an hour as far as that is. But I think that... And then we lose a half an hour on the 7th. And that's it. I don't see anything else, you know, well, anything could happen. But for right now, those are the only ones. After that, it's full steam ahead, probably till September. I'm exhausted already. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do World War II with James on the South Side, but there's room for you, too. And another bumper stumper coming up, same theme, in moments here on WGN Radio.
Take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here and sit down and let me rent to you. I used to say I was sincere, baby. But when you needed me most, I was.
I'm Raleigh James. Of course, the OJs had it first. But yeah, even they would have fit the theme. But I decided to play this group, 1973. Who is that? And very interesting group. They were in Rahway State Prison at the time. In fact, it was recorded at Rahway State Prison. And it had been, well, the founding member, and I'm not mentioning names, obviously, because you're supposed to guess the group, but was at Trenton State Prison. And he was practicing doo-wop and singing with other incarcerated people. And in 1970, he and some of the members of the group got transferred to Rahway State. And they had a prison talent show at Rahway State, and this group appeared on it. And that's where they caught the attention of somebody, and a record was the result. In fact, they had to get permission to record them at Rahway State. All right, so that has nothing to do with our theme, but it is interesting, I think. 888-876-5593. Who are they? 8888 Raleigh. All right, so now that's the latest in the bumper stumpers, and if you know the artist, that's great. I just gave you some wonderful hints, but if you know the theme, that's even better. But either way, remember, you're doing this for the fun of it. The prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get them to you. Eventually, you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun, for each win, and something you'll want, like a CD or a tabloid or a DVD or something. All right, so rule number one in a 1950s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're... doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And if you don't like my questions, you can have your own, because everybody knows something about something. We'll get to James on the South Side for World War II. And Jim in Richmond, oh, he's going to take a guess on our question, but invariably wants Big Bang trivia, I can almost guess. But Mark in Chicago's got a question. So, Mark, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. First of all, you're, like, awesome.
Aren't you nice?
And then I just got addicted to your station, 7:20 a.m.
Great.
Anyways, my question was, you took interest to me, and besides, by the way, all of that before the, just before this getting called in was, oh my gosh, I'm getting lost because I'm so excited just to be on hear my voice on WGN. Anyways, there was a thing you just mentioned about this prosperity check.
Yes.
On the 28th. If you can educate me, what's that all about? Because I'm a spiritual person. I believe in all kinds of the spirit world or whatever. But
well, excellent. All right.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. It's the law of abundance. And you've probably heard about this. It's the belief that by willing yourself to have abundance, it's allowed to come to you. In other words, your vibrations are tuned to it and all that. Now, it's not only wealth. That's probably the most obvious, but other manner of abundance as well. It doesn't have to be monetarily. But the concept is that the universe will always listen to you when you ask. But theoretically, at the time of the new moon, your requests are strengthened. And so what you do is you make this fake prosperity check, and you know, you can make it yourself. Yellow paper's good. I don't know why yellow is good, but it is. But it can be anything. And you fill out the check. You never write the date. You write your name on the pay-to line. You never write the amount. You write paid in full on the handwritten amount line. And then you sign it with law of abundance. Now, you don't want to date the check because you don't want to limit when the abundance can arrive. And you don't want to fill in a dollar amount because you don't want to limit the size of the abundance. The only problem with this, and I've done this for years, and I'll tell you there is one problem. You can never throw out the check because the abundance can be reclaimed. So make sure you got a shoebox or something. Make your check small. I suggest that as far as that goes. You can use a real check if you want, but don't write void on it because you're voiding the abundance. So it's best to make your own fake check. But that's what it is. You're pleading to the cosmos that, hey, I'm in tune with you. My vibrations are right, and I want abundance. So help me out. That's what it is.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for educating me on that. And I was, my little AM radio now is just like stuck on you guys. I don't change the station. Uh-huh. It's stuck on my car when I go to work and everything else. So 24/7 with you guys.
That's wonderful. And I hope you're going to call me again.
I will.
All right. I'm counting on it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my dear.
Good deal.
I love you.
So good to meet Mark. All right. Thank you. Yes, that's a lot of fun. All right. So we'll get to James, World War II. Jim in Richmond, he's got a guess on our question. Yes, indeed. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. You gotta be kidding me. I'll see if I can find out the history of that, why this is in there. But in the meantime, it's your chance to guess. And right now, it's your chance to hear all that's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
I know I'm to blame, oh, that is why I have to cry tomorrow.
tomorrow.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, 1964 on VIP. So who is that? 8888 Raleigh. So now we have our question out there. We got our bumper stumpers, of course. They all have a theme, as well as, of course, individual artists. And we have our question. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? And then, of course, you can have your own category, and sky is the absolute limit on that. All right. So with that in mind, Jim is in Richmond. How's it going, Jim?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I will call you tomorrow.
Okay.
But I wanted to say I have two guesses.
Okay.
One is you don't eat until the host is seated.
That's not it. I like that, though.
And number two is you don't eat until grace is said.
That's good, too, but that's not right.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Nope, sorry about that.
And I wanted to say, when you do the charts,
yeah,
I know like 70% of the songs,
uh-huh,
but I don't know who did them.
Ah, well, you're probably not alone.
Right. I sing along to whatever song you mention,
yeah.
I sing to it. And I, you know, just wanted to tell you that in the past. And I just want to say one thing. This is March Madness, and it's driving everybody nuts, you know, betting on everybody. But what slipped through the cracks is the University of Wisconsin women's hockey team won the national championship today.
Wow.
And that's eight in a row.
That's terrific.
And they only gave it like 1 minute on the news, but then they talk about the other, you know, men's basketball games,
uh-huh,
for like 10 minutes, you know. So
that's
I want to put it out there to the women. Attaway, girls.
Yeah, the NCAA Women's Hockey Championship. That's wonderful. Yeah, the eighth national title win. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why Wisconsin has it over everyone else. I assume they're recruiting some great hockey players.
Yeah, from like Illinois and Indiana and Minnesota and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just over the moon because when I was teaching hockey and learned to skate and everything, I had four girls that went to national colleges like, you know, on the East Coast, with free rides after they, you know, developed their skills. And I was the one that taught them how to skate in the beginning, and I was so excited about that.
Well, I bet you there's a lot of celebrating among the Badgers tonight.
Right. And I thank you, and I will call you tomorrow.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it. All right, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. All right,
bye.
So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And James is on the south side. So hello, James.
How are you?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, I'm just getting over a cold.
You sound it, actually.
Yeah, I've been battling it since the previous Saturday.
Oh, now, but it is going in the right direction. This is getting better.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But I wanted to take some stabs at that question.
I hope you do.
Okay. Jim put some good ones, and they were part of what I probably would have said towards the end of my group of questions of answers. So, but here's the one is. Some of my other ones, and I still got some more then.
All right. Well, you get a six-pack here, and I should mention rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? So six choices. Go for it.
Okay. That you're putting, that everybody's seated.
Number two.
Okay. That you have your napkin in your lap.
Number three.
that you've, if you, after you've cleared your throat.
Number four.
And that you, if you're picking a nose.
Number five.
Okay. That if, if you're talking.
Number six, big finish.
That you, okay, that the, when, that the cook has seated.
All right, so should we do your World War II question?
Yes.
All right. What was the front-line fighter used by the Japanese Navy throughout most of World War II?
Zero.
I'll take it. Now, what was Zero?
The I'm going to say the the 18. I know it starts with A 18 something.
No,
zero, something.
It's A, and then there's a number, and then there's a letter.
A2M.
All right, well, the interesting, you got the A and M right, but it's the A6M, but you knew it was the Zero, also known as the Zeke, but it was the A6M Ryzen.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you are a winner. Yeah, all right. So very good. Hang on, don't go away. All right, okay. So that that is the deal there. All right, so I just put in a search for that, and I just love it when Google decides that I'm saying something I'm not. So I put in A6M Ryzen, and it decided I was saying resin, and it's telling me everything I could possibly know about resin. I don't want to know anything about resin. Mitsubishi, by the way, made it, and one of the best dogfighters in the world, actually. And are there any Zeros still flying? Yeah, there are a few airworthy examples. Now, obviously, in air shows, you know, planes of fame, things like that, you know, not obviously not in any fighting capacity. But yes, there are some. So there, Mitsubishi, the A6M. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Eric is in Champaign. How's it going, Eric?
Oh, it's going great, Raleigh. Good to hear you. I would like to do Charge tonight from 1976.
Okay.
See how far I could go.
Yeah, this week in 1976?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, let's see where we are here. This week in 1976. Oh, I remember it well. Well, let's see.
I do too.
Yeah, right.
Can you believe that's been 50 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was busy playing the hits. All right, in Louisville, of all places. All right, number one.
Okay.
December 1963.
Oh, Four Seasons.
Number two, All by Myself.
Eric Carmen.
Number. By the way, I got to ask, where are you?
Oh, I'm in Champaign in a motel right now.
Well, are you taking a shower?
No, I got the fan on in the back. You're hearing my fan in the back.
Well, at first I thought you were, at first I thought you were at a car wash. All right, so
no, the air quality isn't that good here, so I do that so the air don't give me a headache as easy.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the air quality.
Well, this call
bad.
May give me a headache, but we'll continue. All right, so we got the first two. Number three, Dreamweaver.
Oh, hold on.
You can do it, Dreamweaver. And for God's sakes, don't look these up. It's not worth it.
No, I don't do that. Okay. I'm not even interested in the prize because I'm not going to be in this motel that long. I'm going to guess Gary Wright.
Yes, absolutely right. Number four, number four is Take It to the Limit.
Oh, the Eagles.
Number five, Lonely Night, Angel Face.
Oh, you just love them, right? Captain and Tennille.
Yes, Captain and Toenail, yes. Number six, Love Machine.
Yeah.
Part one.
Love Machine.
It's not necessarily miracles, but still, that's all right. Number seven, Sweet Thang.
Oh, God, I must have picked the wrong week. I don't have a clue on that one, but that's only two.
That's all right, but that's Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Okay.
Number nine, Dream On. Oh, you can do
yeah,
this.
Back to Rufus. Oh yeah.
If number you would have.
I know what Dream On is, but the one you said by Rufus and Chaka Khan,
yeah.
If it would have been Let Me Rock You, I would have immediately knew that was it.
Yeah, right, exactly, but it's Sweet Thing. One. All right, number
okay,
seven with a bullet. Number eight is Dream On.
Oh, Dream On, of course that's got to be Aerosmith.
Yeah, number nine, Junk Food Junkie.
Oh, what was that? That was a novelty hit.
Yeah, it was funny, too. I always liked it.
I know it's not Jim Stafford. I know
no,
it's not.
It's not anybody else you're going to know.
It's not?
No, uh-uh. No. No, I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more, and they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good stuff, you know.
The only reason I'm not getting it is because that had to be the only hit that man had in his life.
Oh, I guarantee that's right.
Let me keep going as far as I can, Ronnie.
Actually, I shouldn't really say that because he did quite a lot, truth be known. He was also artistic director of a show that was produced in West Virginia on public radio, NPR did at Mountain Stage. And then he did The Novelty, which became a top 10 hit. But then he was like a real big deal on Walt Disney Records. He did a lot of children's stuff.
Really?
Yep. And so you don't have to know any of that, but it was Larry Gross, G-R-O-C-E, Larry Gross.
Oh, I never would have got that. And yeah. I'm not interested in the prize, Raleigh, but can you see how far I can go? I don't want to miss another one.
Well, let's see where we are. All right, so Larry Gross, you don't know now. Moving right along. Number 10, Disco Lady.
I know the song well. You ought to be on TV, on Soul Train. But you got me again.
Johnny Taylor.
Going, yeah, no.
Yep. All right, well.
I'm not interested in the prize.
Yeah.
I'm having horrible luck. One more chance just to see. I know it's nothing to do with the prize.
All right, then we'll do it. Number 11 would be Money Honey. Obviously, it's a remake.
I give up. You know what? I picked the wrong year tonight, Raleigh. They were all in the years I listened to radio, but 76 was just a dead year for me. But thank you so much.
All right. That, by the way, would have been the Bay City Rollers version of Money Honey. All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Yes. And Johnny Taylor, and that's J-O-H-N-N-I-E, not Y. So if you're looking for it in your collection, you got to spell it right. One of the deans of Stax, to say the least. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we got another bumper stumper coming up. And, of course, if you don't get our question tonight, it will become our straggler for next week, and then it'll get answered. But I'd love your guesses. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? And like I say, I have no idea what caused this to be a thing. But it was enough that it was rule number one. 1850s was a big year for etiquette books. I'm not making that up. And some of them are truly hilarious. But this one, I was just perplexed. I was saying, well, that must have an origin somewhere, and I don't know where. All right, so if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question and you're lost on everything else, you can have your own category because everybody knows something about something. So that's the deal with Monday Night Trivia. We need your participation. That's right. I can prattle on Tuesday through Thursday, but on Monday night, I can't play trivia with myself because, of course, I know the answers, which in some cases is the only reason that I know the answer. So that's the deal there. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
I've been true.
That should be a real gift. You should recognize that voice. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. I mentioned before the disco Taylor was Johnny Taylor, and that's true. There are two, by the way. And it is the one I mentioned, J-O-H-N-N-I-E, Taylor, the guy who was the Dean of Stax and all that. And that was actually on Columbia. And I wanted to check the label to see if they spelled it right, because Columbia is infamous for not. But they did. Now, what's interesting is Billboard did not. They decided that he was Johnny Taylor, J-O-H-N-N-Y, and no, he wasn't. And those are two different artists, but it is our Johnny Taylor, yeah, but with I-E. But as far as our other Johnny Taylor, well, just never mind. Actually, he did a number of things, but certainly not in 1976 on Columbia. So there you have it. All right, 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And Cindy in Chicago is going to take a guess on something. I don't know what, but something. So, all right, Cindy, what you guessing on?
I have something real humorous about the trivia question.
I'll be the judge of that. Okay.
Okay. Well, don't eat while... I can't even say it. I think it's so funny. Don't eat while putting your corset on.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with that, but that could be a problem. You're right.
And then I wanted to... I told John I wanted... he asked me, and I said, okay, I'll do Bewitched Trivia.
Okay, on Bewitched Trivia... All right, what I want to know is what guest actor, well-known guy, who played the love interest for Cousin Serena, he guest starred as Harrison Wolcott, and he was actually one of the Rat Pack, and among other things. So, famous actor, sort of. Famous for being famous.
Well, I would know. Was that the Warlock?
Well, I don't know whether this actor played a warlock or not. I know the name of the character was Harrison Woollott.
I don't remember someone from that from the Rat Pack.
Well,
was it Dean Martin?
Peter Lawford.
Oh, okay. That was the Warlock.
Well, he played Harrison Wolcott and in Serena's Richcraft.
Yeah, and then he thought she was like she was like something was like I don't know how to put it. Like he thought she was like not stupid, but just not very sophisticated.
Uh-huh.
Of a witch.
Yes. Well, this
and
was.
I don't remember the whole thing, but I've seen every episode like five. The only thing I want to tell you is my urinary tract infection that I had a couple months ago didn't go away, and then it came back, and I'm just feeling better. And I
have
pretty
you,
much.
Have you seen a doctor?
I'm seeing the doctor on Wednesday
Good.
To make sure it's gone.
Yes, you absolutely need to do this. Urinary tract infections can be serious.
Yeah, and then when I went to the media care, she said I had like bed rest for like 2 weeks. She said it was acute and I needed bed rest. And then they gave me not the wrong antibiotic because they didn't know. But then they gave me a different antibiotic, and it knocked it out within an hour of taking the antibiotic. And then I had to finish this for 10 days, but I needed bed rest.
All right. Well, hopefully you're feeling better, and I'm glad you're going to the doctor, and I'm looking forward to knowing that it all worked out fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right, so... 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And yeah, UTIs are not a laughing matter, particularly as you get a little older. They can knock you out of the game. I know, seems like not a big deal, but can be a big deal. So don't fool around. Go to the doctor. All right. she's going to do that. We'll get to Karen in Madison. Speaking of that, we're going to do medical trivia. There will be no UTIs in the question. Laura in Willowbrook, Sound of Music movie trivia. Usually it is song lyrics. She knows them all. Linda is in Richardson Park. All right, Linda, she's got some guesses for us. All that and more is coming up in the third and final hour this week of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
You bring me back, baby. Take more than your kisses, girl, to bring me back, baby. There is more to it. It's gonna take a lot to move me, but this time I know you won't fool me. It's gonna take a lot.
Radio, I'm Robin James. All right, so that's an all-time fave. And who is it? Yeah, I played it before, so you should know. Maybe you'll come up with a theme as well. Well, regardless, if you know the artist, that's good enough. And again, you're doing it for the fun of it on Monday Night Trivia because the prizes are virtually worthless and they take forever to get to you. But you do get a fun certificate when you get them. And you will eventually, I promise. We've been kind of working on that. But we get waylaid all the time. All right, so that was from 1970. Who is it? 888-876-5593. So there we have that. Now, Linda in Richardson Park has been hanging on a while, so she's got some guesses to our question. You remember our question. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is, do not eat if you're doing this. Doing what? All right, so let's see what Linda has to say for herself. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
And I was thinking about calling. I said, well, why not?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, my parents had some strict rules about it when we had dinner. First of all, we had to start. Dinner was always at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You had to be fresh and clean.
Uh-huh.
And my father had to bless the table.
Uh-huh.
After everybody sat down. You could not talk to each other.
Okay.
No smacking, and don't talk with food in your mouth.
Okay.
And keep your mouth closed when you're eating your food.
Uh huh.
Those things we had to do, you know. Otherwise, we'd be in big trouble.
They're all great guesses. None of them are right, but they're all terrific guesses.
Okay. Well, I know my grandparents. They were a stickler for eating. They had eating rules, too, so my parents, they rolled it right on over to us, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can think of. I think I called out my six already, didn't I?
Yeah, probably so, but if you think of six more, let me know.
Okay, and could you play a song for me tomorrow?
Yeah, what you want to hear?
Ray Charles, I Got a Woman Way Across Town. I like that
Ray
song.
Ray Charles, I Got a Woman. Okay, you betcha.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and thank you. I'm enjoying your show.
Always good to have you. Thanks, Linda.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. All right. Just got that down, and hopefully I will. It'll be easy to remember it. Finding the piece of paper, well, that may be more of a challenge, but we'll see what we can do here. All right. So let's see. I believe. Oh, Jim wants his Big Bang trivia. I figured you'd call for that. So, all right, Jim.
I wanted to say, I watch all these Westerns and everything, and the first thing they tell everyone before they eat is to wash up.
Oh, that's good. It's not right, but that's good.
Okay. And secondly, I wanted to let you know that tonight I looked all over, and it's been 2 weeks, and I finally found my pocket radio under my bed.
Oh, that's great.
Considering I can't see where it is, but
right.
I found it.
But you found it. You could feel for it.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
And
Big Bang, you ready?
Yes.
All right. You'll get it right away. I know you will. What is Leonard and Sheldon's shower curtain decorated with?
The periodic table.
Absolutely right. I knew you'd get it. All right. Good deal. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So that's 100% right. Decorated with the periodic table. Well, why not? All right. So let's see. We've got, oh, we're going to get to medical trivia with Karen, too. I haven't forgotten about you, Karen. But Stacy in Algonquin wants to guess on our question. Good. What do you think, Stacy?
Well, okay. This was, what year was this?
1850s.
Okay.
Yellow, operator.
She was wearing the wrong type of dress.
Nope.
Okay, something she did at the table.
Well, we did. You see, I don't know if it's a she. See, here's the thing. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. Now, I don't think it matters if it's male or female.
Okay, do not eat if you're doing this. If your hands are dirty?
Nope.
If what you're wearing is dirty or has some type of spot on it.
Nope.
Let's see.
Yeah,
she said something wrong at the table.
Nope.
Hmm. Wow, 1850s.
All right, so I'm going to let you think about it because the silence is deafening here.
Okay, so if you sat down before anyone else at the table?
Nope.
Okay. Can you tell me again the date that we're supposed to write the abundance check?
Oh, absolutely right. I would say do it Friday night before you go to bed because it's Saturday morning just before 6 a.m.
Okay, Friday night.
Yeah, before you go to bed.
Friday
most people aren't going to wake up that early, I don't think. So that's the deal on that.
So, okay.
All right.
Could I have a back girl?
All right, hang on for a while. Don't go away. We'll get back to it. All right, let's just put Stacy on hold on that girl and see what we're going to do here. Karen in Madison, we got to do a medical trivia. So, Karen, how are you?
Ooh, doing.
Excellent. All right. So, all right, insipidus is one form of a metabolic disorder that, in its more common sense, is called what? And it's a general term, one word, that describes insipidus. Yes, absolutely. Good for you. That was
hard. You want to know something?
What?
Can I just say it? When I looked up, because I thought, maybe I had it. I do have diabetes now, but I thought I had it. Usually you have dilute urine or something. That's a form. Well, when I looked up on the computer, that term, it didn't say anything about it's a form of diabetes or anything. You know what it said? It said diabetes insipidus is when you pour too much water in your body it said when you do that, you're covering up your drug,
that's crazy.
When they check you for drugs. Can you believe that? And nothing about the real truth. Is this AI?
Yeah, it probably is. But yes, as you now know, DI, diabetes insipidus, obviously, yes. It is known for most people as diabetes mellitus.
Right.
And it is the same exact thing. There's four types, as you probably know, central, nephrogenic, dipsogenic, and gestational. So, but they're all pretty much the same symptoms, and I would think you really want to watch it if it's nephrogenic more than anything.
Yeah, that'll get your kidney.
Yes, it will. That absolutely will. And, of course, central, that can be damage to the pituitary as well. But, hopefully you've got it under control.
Well, I haven't started yet. I'm working on getting rid of not eating candy.
Eating right. I'll tell you something. Sugar's not going to be your worst nightmare. It's fats, and if you eat fats and sugar together, whoa, boy! Stay away from those donuts. But sugar itself is not your biggest enemy. So you really want to watch fats. All right. Well, You're absolutely right. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
good
a lot
deal.
For your help, because the doctors sure don't help.
Oh, I know. And
help better.
I hate to say this, but I really think that the ADA, if you're looking at the diets they give you, that's just a trip to hell as far as I'm concerned. You want to on your own
just
figure out what.
Eat your own.
Yeah.
Eat fruits, vegetables,
and
don't eat junk.
Right. The more you can cook it yourself, because sometimes the worst things are the ingredients. Those things you can't pronounce that are in damn near every American prepared dish. So, the more you can do from scratch, do. Good deal. You're going to be fine. Hang on. Don't
Thank
go away.
You.
All right.
Thank
so,
you very much.
Absolutely.
Have a good evening.
Yeah. So, 888. 876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll definitely have Stacy's That Girl Trivia. And we'll have Sound of Music. And Ruth has some guesses. So we're going to get there on our trivia question. Rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette is do not eat if you're doing this. I can't imagine where they came up with this. All right. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So that's probably the oddest one of the group of bumper stumpers, but it certainly fits the theme. So what is it? 888-876-5593, 1969 on ABC. So legitimate label and everything. Hard to believe, isn't it? All right, so now we're going to get some guesses here, and I promise Stacy in Algonquin some That Girl Trivia. All right, so I came down to two questions, but I've decided on one of them. You watch the show regularly. So, where was the train in the opening sequence of the series shot?
Oh, okay. That was, I know the train you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And they did something, by the way, very odd that I'll tell you about with that clip that very few viewers actually notice. But where was it shot?
Mm. You know, I can see it.
Yes. Should I give up on you? Okay. It was Secaucus Junction, which is Secaucus, New Jersey. Now, the interesting thing about this is it was filmed out of the back of the train as it headed northwest. But what they did in the studio was they reversed the film, making it appear to be heading towards Newark. And that's why, if you look closely, the traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike seems to be moving backwards.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Nobody noticed that. But or very few people anyway. But yes, Secaucus Junction. All right. Pig Farms and the Mob. All right. That's a long story. So anyhow, that's the deal. Now you know.
Thank you,
okay,
Holly.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
You take care.
You
bye
too. Bye. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Ruth, and Gurney. All right. Welcome back to WGN. You got some guesses for me on my 1850s etiquette book?
Yep, if I can remember them, I passed over the witching hour. I had an acquaintance who, with her last name Hunt, became very ill from a bewitched. Bewitched Elizabeth Montgomery is dead and buried.
Yes.
And I will decapitate a witch.
I don't know how to train you, Ruth, but we just want your six answers.
Okay, we're going to do that. Washing clothes?
Nope.
Swimming?
Nope.
Reading a book?
No.
Okay, they didn't have bicycles back in that time, right?
Well, they've always had icicles, but no, icicles are not involved.
No, bicycles, yeah, because I thought it was
bicycles.
Be
okay,
a bicycle,
no,
but I don't,
that you said icicles, yes.
Courting.
No.
Okay, that's it.
All right, talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Over.
All right,
bye.
So good deal. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we're going to do Flintstones trivia with Dave on the north side, but Laura in Willowbrook's been hanging on for her lyrics question. Yeah, I'm sort of running out of possible lyrics questions for you because you know them all, Laura. So it just seems like we should just say, okay, you're a winner. But with that in mind.
Well, I know what you mean, but what about you just read the line and I tell you what the words follow someday? I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I think you have me guess the song.
All right. Well, of course
you. Well, maybe someday we could go that route.
Yeah. Well, we can try that. You'll know all of those as well, I'm sure. But let's see what we can do. All right.
And do you want me to try the one you gave up to see if I can get that?
Oh, you mean our question about the 1850s etiquette book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Can I give that a shot?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's funny because one of the things somebody already had guessed is don't talk with your mouth full. I used to be always accused of that. I'd sit at the table, they're like, you got to stop talking with your mouth full. So I was always eating while I was talking, and somebody already guessed that.
Okay, so what else?
So I figure I'd throw some weird ones out. Don't eat while you're washing dishes.
No.
Don't eat while you're washing clothes.
No.
Okay, I don't know why I thought of this. Don't eat while you're working in the barn.
Oh, geez, no.
Okay, I give up then on that.
All right, so you want a line from a song. Here you go. I must have done something good.
Nothing comes from nothing. Somewhere in my youth, the chat. Okay, say it again.
I must have done something good.
Something good. Okay, now am I finishing the line
yes,
or am
you
I
are.
Saying the name?
Next
okay.
line.
Okay. I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing.
There you go. All right, hang
okay.
on. Don't go away. All right,
all right
so so there you have it. I know, I can't stump her on that. She's got them all memorized. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll get to Dave and his Flintstones. And Scott in Chicago's got a bumper guess. We got another bumper coming up, too. And Paul in Knoxville has some guesses as well. So another half hour of trivia right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
still I'll stay. I'll get down on my knees and beg you, baby, please don't leave. Oh, don't you leave me, baby. My heart.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Okay, so who is that? All right, yes, somewhat well-known in the obscure R&B world, that is, anyway. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And if you know the artist, that's great. If you know the theme, even better. And again, you're doing it mostly for the fun of it, of course. But Scott is in Chicago, so Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio. What'd you hear you know?
I heard Levi Stubbs. So I know the Four Tops moved to ABC, so that's my guess.
I did not play any Levi Stubbs or Four Tops whatsoever.
Really? I thought that last one before just now was Levi's voice.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
I'll have to try again, then. I'll listen for the answer on
yes,
that one.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so I'll reveal all the bumper stumpers and the theme at the end. Well, actually, probably in under 20 minutes, right here. Now, 888-876-5593. We get to meet somebody new. Paul is a first-time caller in Knoxville. So, Paul, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
So, are you on I-40 or I-75?
I'm on I-75.
All right. Are we heading towards Cincy?
I'm heading into West Virginia.
All right. Well, okay. All right. So, I see where you're going to turn. Good deal. Well, good to...
I can't believe I'm hearing you from Chicago. This is amazing.
Why not?
Great.
With 50,000 watts, you could be doing this in Florida.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
Well, I believe I have the answer for your etiquette trivia.
All right, let me hear it.
Okay, you should never eat while saying grace.
It's a wonderful answer, but it's not right.
Oh,
yeah, sorry about that.
That much.
Yeah, but I'm so glad you called, and I hope you're going to do it again, and I especially thank you for taking me along for the ride.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
All right, talk to you
soon.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I love to ride. All right, it's a good old I-75. Remember it well. So, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. We'll do some Seinfeld trivia with Jeff and Homewood, of course. And Kim in Wisconsin wants to take some guesses on our question, though. So, Kim, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good, thank you. Okay, so the only thing I could think of is what you should not do while you're eating is chewing tobacco.
Oh, well, that probably is a great answer. It's not right, but I would think, no, you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give it a shot.
It's not very nice. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so sure, why not? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And, oh, look at this, Naoto. We're going to do some Myers-Briggs, I do believe. So how's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but my pollen allergy has started, so...
Oh, no. Like, no. Well,
yeah.
It's springtime.
The season now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry to hear about that. All right, so...
Yeah, but it's... much better than a few years ago, so
yeah.
I'm happy about that. Yeah.
Okay, so we're Myers-Briggs types here. This type, all right, pretends to be super important, but they're really just the guy or girl from next door.
Huh. I think they must be extroverts.
Yep, okay, got run.
I think next would be S, like strip club.
Yep, it is an S. Good deal, E-S. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that last one would be P.
Yeah, the last one is P. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, the third one is a little bit hard. Oh, this is a little bit hard.
Yeah, well, so for people who don't know, what Naoto is struggling with here is whether it's feeling with an F or thinking with a T.
Can you give me a little bit more hint?
Can I what?
Can you give me a little bit more, like, clue or hint?
Yeah, I don't know. All I got here is they pretend to be super important, but they're really just the guy or girl from next door.
Okay, I would go with King, ESTP.
Oh, God, it's an F, ESFP. But so close. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was so close. All right, you certainly got three of them. And, Myers-Briggs, of course, used to this day in many, many different applications. We'll get to, Gwen in Chicago's got some guesses. Well, all right, Gwen, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Okay, I only got one, Raleigh. Good to hear from you guys. I want to say eating while laying down.
Oh, I like that. That would be a problem, but that's not it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Call me again.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Yes. Okay. Not laying down or lying down. Either way. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. John in Columbus thinks he knows a theme. All right, John, what do you think you know?
The artist that you're playing, I'm guessing they're all from New Jersey. Now, I only knew one of the artists.
And which one did you know?
Linda Jones.
Yes, Linda Jones is right. Okay, so we're going to give you a credit for What Have I Done to Make You Mad, 1967 on Loma. And no, it has nothing to do with they're from New Jersey or not.
Oh, okay.
but that's very intuitive, though. But what else do you know about Linda Jones and that record and everything like that?
Actually, growing up, my mom played a lot of Linda Jones.
Yeah.
Hypnotized was one of my favorites.
Oh, me too, absolutely. And by the way, the theme would be true for Hypnotized as well.
Oh, that right?
Yeah, that would have qualified. I just didn't play it because it's too common.
Oh, okay. Well, of course.
Right.
Okay, and I don't know who the group that you played, but you said that they had recorded it in a state prison.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who that is because nobody's going to guess. It was the Escorts.
Escorts, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They did. They were all in Rahway, and they were so good, too. I know, sadly, the ringleader, the guy who formed them, he died a couple of years ago, but I don't know whatever happened to the rest of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love the music. I have to look them up.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. And all the songs that you're playing are just real, but I don't know who they are. Linda, I knew.
Yeah.
But I enjoy them. So.
Well, I will be announcing every one of them as well as the theme within the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
I have to call you back. Thanks,
I hope
Charlie.
So. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. We get Flintstones and Seinfeld and hopefully a call from you two coming up on WGN Radio.
All my love for granted. Oh, he says he don't wanna be tied down. Oh, my friends say don't let him take advantage. But I guess
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and you're saying, didn't you play that as the first song? Well, I played a version of it, a cover of it, as I told you, but this is the original recording of it. Who is she? 888-876-5593. I'm playing both of them, and I'm saying they have something in common, something major in common. What would that be? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we're going to talk to Dave on the north side. All right, Dave. So, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's okay.
Who was the voice of Fred Flintstone?
I don't know. I should know his name.
You should. Although, yeah. I would say you might not know it for much else, but you should. And that would be...
I do know he's done a lot of different characters on a lot of TV and radio.
Well, he appeared in a number of movies, including Breakfast at Tiffany's and Viva Zapata and Tarnished Angels and Days of Glory and Nob Hill. So he had a lot of acting credits as far as that goes. But probably most known for being the voice of Fred Flintstone, and that would be Alan Reed.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Luigi.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Can I request a couple of songs?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Could you play someone called Pig Meat?
Called what?
Pig Meat.
Pig Meat.
Pig Meat. P-I-G-M-E-A-T.
Oh, Pig Meat Markham. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering here. Okay.
All right. Sure. We'll get something by Pig Meat Markham for you. Other than Here Comes the Judge, of course. All right. What else?
You don't like that one?
Well, everybody knows that one. We'll try to come up with something they don't know. All right, what else you got?
Are you talking about his music career or his comedy act?
Well, we'll try for music. We'll see what we get.
Okay. And last week I heard Ray Charles, Blackjack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was wondering if you play that one for your audience more than for me.
All right, yep. I'm also going to play I Got a Woman for Linda and... So, all right, Blackjack it is, okay.
And your trivia question?
Yes.
Would it be smoking cigarettes?
No, it would not.
Okay, spitting?
No, not spitting either.
No, okay, yeah, all right. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so anybody want to take any guesses on the music? Otherwise, we're going to get to the theme right now. I know Sherry and Karen want to guess, and Mike in Bridgeview want to guess on the trivia question. Well, let's do that at the moment. And then I haven't forgotten Jeff and Homewood either, but Karen has called back with some guesses for us. So, all right, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I hope I have it this time. If you've got the hiccups, you would not want to start eating.
Oh, that's funny. It's not right, but it's funny.
Okay, well, okay, thank you anyway.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. So 888-876-5593. Time is a-wasting. But let's see. Sherry in Naperville is going to take some guesses. Okay, Sherry, I want to hear them all.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain. So what guesses you got for me?
Okay, I don't eat... Okay, I'm thinking of 1850, and women wore lace gloves and... held parasols. Don't eat if you're wearing gloves.
You know, that's so close, I'm going to give it to you.
What?
Yeah, it's so close. It's not that, but I don't think anybody's going to get closer. Now, here is the answer. And this was rule number one in an 1850s book on etiquette. Don't eat if you're wearing mittens.
Oh, wow. Do you want to know why I guessed that?
I can't imagine.
Well, I had AP history class in high school, and our high school was right next to the Mutton Mitchell Museum, which was donated by the daughter after her parents died, and now it's Neighbor Settlement. And we would go and look at the house and have history classes there now and then from Mr. James Blaha, who was a wonderful history teacher. And he would explain all the artesian locks and doorknobs from other countrymen that came to the United States all the other ethnic groups that had all these crafts. But at any rate, we had a Victorian fundraiser for something, and we all had to wear these long gowns and get them from costume stores, this, that, and the other. And I remember they were telling us things about what different color roses meant, if you dropped your handkerchief, okay. And I remember the gloves. So that's where that.
All right. Well, you're a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. So there's our question. Yes. 1850s. Do not eat if you're wearing mittens. All right. Well, I'm just not sure who would try that. Yeah, gloves maybe a little more, but I figure that's close enough. So Sherry's a winner on that. So, all right. Now, so poor Mike in Bridgeview. He doesn't even need to guess. And we'll hopefully get to Jeff before the night's out because I've got a Seinfeld trivia. But I want to talk about the songs here. All right. So first we played Key in the Mailbox. That was Barbara Jean English. Yeah, the Cliquettes, right? 1973. All right. Then we played, I should probably give you the theme first, then I'll tell you how it all came into being. All of these were George Kerr productions, and he wrote several of them as well. So he produced Key in the Mailbox, Barbara Jean English, and it was arranged by Bert Keys, by the way. The Whatnots, Give Him Up, 1969 on GSF, once again, produced by George Kerr and arranged by Bert Keys. Frankie and the Spindles did Count to Ten, 1968 on Rock Kerr. That was a division of Phil L.A. of Soul. I mentioned Phil Spector and Les Sills' label and distributed by Jamie Guyden. And for Count to Ten, George Kerr wrote it and produced it. The Fashions did A Love Stand, 1968 on 20th Century. And again, George Kerr wrote it and produced it. Likewise, The Escorts, Look Over Your Shoulder, 1973, and he wrote it and produced it, another arrangement by Bert Keys, and he also wrote and produced the original OJs in 1968. The Serenaders did I'll Cry Tomorrow, 1964 on VIP. George Kerr wrote it, but the interesting thing there is Miss Ray, Renoma Gordy, produced it, and it was Renoma Gordy who showed George Kerr the ropes on production. Linda Jones, What Have I Done to Make You Mad? George Kerr wrote it and produced it, 1967 on Loma. It was the Manhattans who did It's Gonna Take a Lot to Bring Me Back, 1970 on Deluxe. George Kerr produced it. Troy Keyes did Love Explosion, 1969 on ABC, and George Kerr wrote it and produced it. Timothy Wilson did Baby, Baby, Please, 1967 on Buddha. George Kerr produced it. And we ended with Vivian Copeland's version of He Knows My Key Is Always in the Mailbox, 1969 on D'Oro, and George Key produced it. So, George Kerr produced it. No key involved. Well, in the title. So, George Kerr Productions. There you have it. And he's the one who had to petition Rahway State Prison to record The Escorts. So, yeah, that's who it was. And, you know, I probably could have played 50 of which he was involved. So quite the talent and never got his just due. He did now. All right, so seconds away. Let's see, can we quickly do some Seinfeld trivia? All right, Jeff and Homewood, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. Which boyfriend did Elaine end up getting dumped because of Juju Fruits? And this was the deal where at a movie theater, Elaine got a message from the boyfriend telling her he was in a car accident, was in the hospital. Now, before Elaine left for the hospital, she bought a box of Juju Fruits. When the boyfriend found out about the Juju Fruits, he felt offended because she picked up candy first over him. Who was the boyfriend?
I don't remember his name. I can visualize the scene, but I can't remember his name.
His name was Jake Jarmel.
There you go.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it. All right. So on that, we're pretty close to the end. And again, Mike, I think, wanted to guess on a trivia question, but Sherry knocked it out of the park. She was absolutely right. So I will have the bumper stumpers and the trivia question up on Raleigh.net after the show. Remember, it replays on the stream until the next live show, and it's downloadable pretty much in perpetuity, but I got to start changing that. But right now, they're all up there. So just go to Raleigh.net, Rolly.net. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do. We got 3 big hours tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.